Hi, I'm Carly Perkins with Twit TV, and today I'm reviewing the Sennheiser Urbanite XL wireless headphones. These headphones come with a standard 3.5mm audio cable that contains a remote control and microphone, a micro USB charging cable, and a carrying case. The headphones take 3 hours for a full charge, and a full battery lasts up to 25 hours. An LED light on the right ear cup will turn red when the headphones are charging, and will turn blue when they are fully charged. A battery meter also appears on your smart device, letting you know how much battery life remains. Aluminum sliders allow you to resize the ear cups as needed. Steel fixtures make these headphones durable, but padding underneath the headband and on the over-ear cups also give you the right amount of cushion and comfort for long hours spent gaming or listening to your favorite tunes. Bluetooth 4.0 and aptX codec allows for a seamless connection to Bluetooth aptX-enabled devices. To enable Bluetooth, move the switch which is found on the bottom of the right ear cup to the right. A blue LED light will then blink 3 times, and a voice will say connected, indicating that the headphones are paired with your device. Their touch control technology, which is also managed on the right side of the headphones, makes it easy to adjust the volume of your music, play, pause, skip ahead and backwards, and connect to devices with NFC capability. For pairing, activate NFC on your device and hold it up to the left side of your headphones. To adjust volume, slide your finger up or down. To pause, tap once. To skip ahead, double tap. And to go backwards, tap 3 times. You can also fast forward a song by holding your finger down on for 2 seconds, and to rewind, you can hold your finger down for 3 seconds. Overall, I felt that the touch control feature was pretty easy to use. There's a slight delay between the tapping motion and the intended action, which can make it frustrating at times because it makes it difficult to ensure if the tap worked correctly right away. When I began using the headphones, I initially felt that the sound came through pretty clear and strong. Over time and in testing out various music genres, I soon found that the bass wasn't as strong as it could be. The treble is clean and the vocals sound sharp. Although the bass isn't very powerful, I did find that it was sufficient. However, if you're all about that bass, then these headphones may not be for you. The collapsible aspect of the headphones definitely caters to people who are on the go. I can easily fit them into their carrying case and toss them in my purse. As is typical of Bluetooth range, the headphones experience interference at about 30 feet, at which point the connection becomes lost and takes a minute to regain connection by going back to where your device is. One of the pros has to be the convenient wireless connection. I'm a poet and often enjoy listening to music while I'm writing poetry, so it's nice to put the headphones on and to be able to write without worrying about wires getting in the way. The headphones are comfortable. Some headphones can jab my ears, and I actually enjoy the feel of the Urbanite XL over-ear cups. Though the touch control isn't perfect, it is a nice feature of the headphones, and I enjoy that aspect of the listening experience. If given the option between touch control and traditional buttons, I think I would opt for touch control. A con is the interference that occurs at around 30 feet away from the device it's connected to, although that is typical of Bluetooth connection. With a list price of $299, the Urbanite XL wireless headphones are pretty expensive, especially considering the bass quality isn't anything to call home about. Ultimately, the pros outweigh the cons, and I give the Sennheiser Urbanite XL wireless headphones a buy. I'm Carly Perkins. Thank you for watching my review of the Sennheiser Urbanite XL wireless headphones.